بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد باب كراهية الأكل متكئا. The chapter on it being disliked to eat whilst leaning. عن أبي جحيفة وهب بن عبد الله رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا آكل متكئا. رواه البخاري. Abu Juhayfah Wahb ibn Abdullah radiallahu anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that I do not eat whilst leaning. Rawahu al-Bukhari, Imam Bukhari rahimahullah has narrated this in his Sahih. Qal al-Khattabi, Imam Khattabi rahmatullahi alayhi, a famous commentator on the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, al-muttaki'u huna, what is meant by al-ittika' to lean, والجالس معتمدا على وطاء تحته. It is referring to that person who is sitting with a cushion of some sort under him. قال, and he says, وأراد أنه لا يقعد على الوطاء والوسائد كفعل من يريد الإكثار من الطعام. And he is trying to say, he says that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم is saying here that a person should not sit on a cushion or on a bedding of some sort, as is the actions or the habit of those who wish to eat much, so they make themselves very comfortable. بَلْ يَقْعُدُ مُسْتَوْفِزًا لَا مُسْتَوْطِئًا. And he should sit without becoming too comfortable, لَا مُسْتَوْطِئًا, without taking support from something. وَيَأْكُلُ بُلْغَةً, and he should eat quickly. هذا كلام الخطابي. This is what Imam Khattabi rahimahullah has meant. وأشار غيره إلى أن المتكئ هو المائل على جنبه. And others have said that ittika' to lean means to lean towards one's side, towards one right or left hand side. والله أعلم. I mentioned last week in UED gist of these ahadith that a person both are under the hukam of ittika' to lean. Yes. What is the ruling of sitting cross-legged? Is a person allowed to eat cross-legged? Some, in Arabic, it is called tarabbu', to sit cross-legged. Some ulama have said that tarabbu', to sit cross-legged, we say in Urdu, jazanu betna. To sit cross-legged, it is makruh. Some ulama have said that to sit cross-legged whilst eating, it is makruh. Allama ibn Sirin rahimahullah and others have said that it is okay to sit cross-legged. Hazrat Mufti Taqi Uthmani sahib damat barakatuhum al-aliyah, he says that if one is sitting cross-legged and the illah and the reasoning for ittika' to lean is found in there, then he says that I feel that it is makruh. It is khilaf awla. It is not the better way of doing it. But if a person is doing it out of necessity, for example, someone's knees are painful, he's unable to sit in the tashahhud position for such a long time, then there is nothing wrong with this. So a person can eat sat cross-legged, but he should ensure that he is not sat cross-legged because he wants to eat for a long time. وَجَمْكِ بَيْتْكَ khanika irada kar raha. He wants to have a nice long meal. So if that is the reason, or he is sat like that because he feels pompous about himself. So we can, if one looks at the manner of sitting, if one summarizes the instructions and the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we can summarize them as to say that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is instructing us to eat in a manner of tawadu', humbleness, and not to get too comfortable whilst eating so as to eat a lot. So this is, we can say, is the khulasa and the gist of the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in regards to how a person should or shouldn't sit. And last week mentioned the three methods of sitting. One is that a person sits in the tashahhud position, so like this, or a person in the tashahhud position but he raises one leg up. And many ulama have the opinion that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would regularly eat like this. But many a times when we eat with our leg up, because the food has now, it is a bit away from us, so we tend to lift the plate up. So this is incorrect also. The whole purpose is that when a person eats like this, number one, his belly will be squeezed. So he's not comfortable, so he'll eat less. And number two, he will have to lean forward to eat. So he is humbling himself before the food. And this is the adab that a person should have with food, because it is a grace from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a favor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rizq is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a person should honor that food that Allah ta'ala has blessed him with. So if one does, in any position, many times when we eat cereal, so if we are eating cereal or something, or soup of some sort, what happens is the spoon, we'll have to watch it very carefully. So instead of doing that, we lift the bowl up. So rather than doing that, we should lean forward so that the distance between the bowl and our mouth is reduced. One way is that we lift the bowl closer, or the other way is we go closer. So it is better that a person, he goes closer to the food. That is why some ulama have said that this habit that some pompous people, people of lavishness, they have this habit of placing the food on a raised platform. So they are sat on the floor, or they are sat on a table, but they'll raise it even more. Why? Because they don't want to humble themselves before the food a little. So again, this should be avoided. A person, he should sit on the floor, and the two or three positions mentioned. So one is the tashahud position. Again, a person will be leaning forward. Or he raises one knee up. So the tashahud position, as one does in salah, so in the final position of salah, in that position as I am sat now, obviously it is not necessary that he raises his right leg up, as is the instruction in the fiqh of Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah in the rakat. So he can leave that leg flat. But the other position, to raise the right leg, to raise the right leg up. But again, ensuring that one is leaning towards the food and not leaning away. And number three, iqa'a, to sit in the squatting position, like so. So again, someone who's going to have a long meal, a very heavy meal, will not sit like this, because he'll get tired very soon. So these are the three methods which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is reported to have sat in eating. وَنَ أَنَسٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ قَالَ رَأَيْتُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ جَالِسًا مُقْعِيًا يَأْكُلُ تَمْرًا. Anas radiallahu anhu says that I saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sitting muq'iyan, as I just said, in the squatting position, yakulu tamran, whilst he was eating some dates. So obviously it was very simple food. The food was also yakulu tamran. This was a meal for them. Dates were a meal for them. I remember whilst I was studying in the fourth or fifth year, I came across a little magazine and an article in a magazine, and the doctor, he was writing in there that we eat a lot. Reality is most of us eat a lot. And if a person was to eat 1 to 3 dates, then this would suffice him per calorie. The hunger that we feel is because of habit. I've mentioned this before, that the hunger that we feel is because of habit. That is why the first day of Ramadan, come the Dhuhr time, we are very hungry. But if we check back on the 15th, 16th, 20th Ramadan, that feeling of hunger at the time of Dhuhr Salah, it has left, because now our body has become used to. So the more we eat, the more we will want to eat. So a person, the way around it is, there's two ways a person. One way is that a person, he double downs on himself and says, I'm going to stop eating so much now. And the other way is reduce the amount of food, or eat the same but space it out, and then reduce the amount. So one is that a person, he eats at, for example, 8 o'clock. Breakfast 1 at 8 o'clock. And then breakfast 2 at 12 o'clock. And then lunch 1 at, I don't know, maybe 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock when the kids come back from school. Or let's, you know, be a bit fair, maybe let's call that lunch. And then dinner at 7, 8 o'clock. And then snacks. So instead of breakfast 1 and 2, 8 and 12, increase breakfast 1 to, let's say, 10 o'clock. So now a person is covered until 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock. Have lunch then, or maybe even 3 o'clock. But now, because, or 3:30, 4 o'clock, a bit later. So now we can eat at 7, 7:30, 8 o'clock. So now we are not going to need the snacks at night. But a person, if he gets organized, he can do it. And, you know, otherwise the stomach is hal min mazid, always wants more. So, you know, even for our health as well, وَإِنَّ لِجَسَدِكَ عَلَيْكَ حَقَّ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, another lengthy hadith, he said to a sahabi, that even your body has a right, that you look after your body as well. Don't do, the incident in the hadith there, sahabi was worshipping much, and fasting all the time, and fasting so much that he was causing himself harm. So he said, to do so much worship that a person starts to harm his health, then this is against the trust of the body which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this body is not ours. That is why suicide is not permissible. Because if it was our body, we can destroy it when we want. But this body is an amanat and a trust from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So to look after this body, it is also our responsibility. So anything we do, we knowingly, consciously mistreating our health, eating lots, smoking, shisha, intoxication, all this is against this trust that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us in the form of the body. So the food was simple as well. So this is the gist with regards to how to eat. The hadith which I wish to discuss today with regards to licking one's fingers. So Babu Istihbab al Akli bi thalathi asabi'a, the chapter on it being mustahab, liked to eat with three fingers. Wa istihbab laq al asabi', and it being liked to lick the fingers. Wa karahati mashiha qabla laqiha, and it being disliked to wipe the fingers before licking them. واستحباب لعق القصعة وأخذ اللقمة, and the chapter on it being discussing it being mustahab, liked to lick the plate or the utensil. وأخذ اللقمة, and picking up the morsel التي تسقط منه, which has fallen from him. وأكلها, and eating it. ومسحها بعد اللعق بالساعد والقدم وغيرها, and wiping it. After licking it, wiping the fingers, بعد اللعق, after licking them, بالساعد, on one's forearm, والقدم, and one's leg or foot, وغيرها, and besides that. As they will come, we will discuss the many points which have been mentioned here. أنا ابن عباس رضي الله عنه قال, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا أكل أحدكم طعاما فلا يمسح أصابعه حتى يلعقها أو يلعقها. I will just mention, there are many adab being mentioned. So if a person wishes to maybe write it down or make a note of it on the phone or listen back to the recordings and make a mental note and then look at them and try and implement them. A person, he's a hadith will come later which we'll discuss, but shaitan, even at the time of food, he comes to prevent us from practicing on these adab because he doesn't want any good for us. So anything which is good for us, he tries to make us leave out. So anyways, Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when one of you eats some food, فَلَا يَمْسَحْ أَصَابِعَهُ, then he shouldn't wipe his fingers, حَتَّى يَلْعَقَهَا أَوْ يُلْعِقَهَا, مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ, until he licks it or he makes someone lick it for him. A person should lick his own fingers. And in another narration, which will, the narration after this one, Ka'b ibn Malik radiallahu anhu qala ra'aytu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ya'kulu bi thalath asabi'a fa idha faragha la'iqaha, rawahu Muslim. Ka'b ibn Malik radiallahu anhu says that I saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam eating with three fingers, fa idha faragha, when he finished, la'iqaha, he licked them. Narrated by Imam Muslim rahmatullahi alayhi. So in this narration it is mentioned that he ate using three fingers. Which three fingers? In a narration of Musnad Abi Shaybah, it is mentioned that he used the thumb, the middle finger, the index finger, and the middle finger. So these three fingers Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam were generally used to eat. So when licking them, the practice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was that he would lick the middle finger, thereafter the index finger and the thumb. So starting from the middle, finishing on the thumb. So this is how to lick it. And number two, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that a person should lick it before he cleans it. In another narration, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, don't wipe it away with a towel. Many people, they have these hand wipes or tissue So number one, why are we using a tissue if a tap is nearby accessible? If we can wash our hands properly, and we are going to as well, then what is the need of wasting a tissue? So, you know, rather than wasting a tissue, wash the hands immediately. But before doing so, a person should lick his fingers clean in the method mentioned, with the middle finger first, thereafter the index finger, and thereafter the thumb. وَعَنْ جَابِرٍ نَصُرٍ. Why should a person do this? There are many reasons mentioned. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in one narration, he says, فَإِنَّهُ لَا يَدْرِي فِي أَيِّ طَعَامِ. It is coming later. فِي أَيِّ طَعَامِكُ فِي أَيِّهِ الْبَرَكَةِ. He doesn't know which part of the food has the barakah inside. It is possible that the barakah was in all the food that he ate, the barakah was not there. That little bit which is left on his fingers, or that morsel which has fallen, in there Allah Ta'ala has put the barakah. So he eats the whole food, but Allah Ta'ala did not put barakah in that food. And because he didn't lick his fingers, or there was a few morsels left on the floor, he didn't clean them. Or he was eating some sort of meat. He was eating chicken, or some meat, or fish. Something which a little bit of food is sometimes left. So when we have chicken or chicken wings, many people, they won't clean it properly. Meat, they won't clean it properly. Fish, they won't clean it properly. We don't know that little bit which we are doing away with, that might be the actual part wherein the barakah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been kept, and we are missing out on it. So look after every little morsel. I mentioned before, my beloved Shaykh once, he was giving us mitai, mishti, some sweet meats. And he was giving it to us directly in our mouth. And some crumbs fell on the floor. So he said to a student that picked that up. And then he said, ki jo shakhs har luqme ki qadar dani karta hai. Luqme ko zayi nahi hone. That person who looks after every morsel and ensures that no morsel goes to waste. And number two, dusron ko khilata hai. He feeds people. Allah usko kabhi faqr mein mubtala nahi karega. Allah Ta'ala will never afflict this person with poverty. Look after every morsel and feed lots of people. Allah Ta'ala will give barakah and blessings to this person. So, a few adab again, just to recap. Number one, we should lick our fingers. In the method which has been narrated in a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he licked the middle finger first, thereafter the index finger, and thereafter the thumb. And number three, a person should eat with the three fingers. This is another adab. He should eat with the three fingers. Can a person use more? Yes, he can. But upon necessity, a person should use more. Why? Because number one, if he is eating, you know, my friends, there's so many blessings and wisdoms and so much good in us in following the ahadith and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When we really sit down and ponder, then we truly appreciate the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the teachings of Sharia. If a person eats a big morsel, then that is difficult to swallow. So it is not good for his passage. Number two, if he's eating in large morsels, and he's making large morsels, for example, he's eating some sort of rice, dal chawal khare. He's going to make the morsel, so if it is a big morsel, when that goes in his stomach, that's more work for the body. That is why it is encouraged that the person choose the food more, so that the work for the stomach is less. So if he's using five fingers, his morsels will more likely be bigger. If he's using three fingers, then the morsel will more likely be smaller. So now he's eating less, larger morsels, which is better for his stomach. Number two, it looks more muhazzab as well. If a person is making very large morsels, it looks very uncultural. That he's using five fingers, eating very large morsels, it doesn't look good as well. It looks a bit greedy as well. But if the need does arise, because there is one narration where it is mentioned that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam actually used five fingers. So the muhaddithin have said that is when the need arises. So if one needs to use four fingers, then he can use four fingers. If he needs to use five fingers, he can use five fingers. That is why in another, when it is referring to how he would eat meat, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would yanhasu. He would eat it from the bone. He would, with two hands, he would tear the meat with his teeth. You would tell, aajkal jo bahut pochke andaaz mein jo hai, we're very delicate, we cut it. He would eat it from the bone. So again, if the so per food a person, but he should be careful of the fact that he doesn't lose tahzeeb. He doesn't become uncultured. وعن جابر رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أمر بلعق الأصابع والصحفة وقال إنكم لا تدرون في أي طعامكم البركة. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, I will just go through because I've mentioned most of the adab, so we will just go through the translation. أمر بلعق الأصابع, he ordered that the fingers be licked and the plate be licked. In one narration, the muhaddithin have spoken on the strength of the this particular hadith. But for fadil and virtue, a person can practice upon it, that the plate which a person cleans after eating, when he cleans that plate, then this dua, this plate will make dua maghfirat for this individual. This plate will make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness for this individual. So we should also make it a habit of ourselves as well, and our family, our children. We should, in the very onset, we should encourage them that, you know, clean the plate. Many children, they have this habit, or they feel that, you know, this is dirty. Even with regards to licking the fingers, Allama Khattabi rahmatullahi alayhi has said that many people who, he says, that their minds, their pomp and lavishness has corrupted their minds. He says it has corrupted their minds, and they feel that licking the fingers is uncultured. Do they not know that that last morsel, or that last bit of food which they are going to clean off, and on their fingers will come their spit? When they were putting the food, it's not like they were dangling it. There was also some touching as well. Do they not know that when they are rinsing their mouth, sometimes they put their fingers in their mouth to clean their mouth also? So what is the difference between the first morsel and the last morsel? What is the difference? So, you know, it is not as if that last morsel has all of a sudden become impure. So we should lick our fingers. Number two, when food falls on the floor, many people find this to be, you know, something dirty. It is mentioned with regards to Hudhayfa ibn al-Yaman. Similar incidents have been mentioned with regards to other Sahaba radiallahu anhum as well. That once he was sat in the court of one king, a Persian or Roman king, and a morsel fell on the floor. He went to pick it up, so the person who was next to him and who used to come to this court regularly, he said, leave that, because these people think that this is, you know, it is something lowly to do. What did he say? أَأَتْرُكُ سُنَّةَ حَبِيبِي لِهَاؤُلَاءِ الْحُمَقَاءِ. Should I leave the sunnah of my beloved sallallahu alayhi wasallam for these foolish ones? Because it is foolishness. If it has fallen on the floor, and a little bit of dirt has come up. When I say dirt, for example, some dust. Zara tinka hota hai, little, you know, not what we would call impure, dirty. So why can a person not remove it and save that morsel from going to waste? And I've seen videos of people in poor countries where the children who are, you know, looking around the bin for leftovers, no, for peels, no, for crumbs. Because there's no food to eat, so they're looking for crumbs to eat. And we can't save a whole morsel because a few pieces of dirt have come. So, you know, this habit of letting food go to waste. So much food goes to waste. So much food goes to waste. Cook less, eat less. If we feel hungry, if we are not going to, you know, sometimes we make so much food for 2, 3, 4 days that food goes on, and eventually we have to throw it in the bin. So we shouldn't ever avoid this. You know, cook, you know, we can check from last time how much food we needed. And if it so happens that we have today food for the last 2, 3 meals left over, then today don't cook anything. Eat the leftovers. But don't let food go to waste. It is very common. You know, don't quote me on this stat, but I read that the amount of food wastage around the whole world in a short period of time, I'm not even talking about a whole year, is enough to feed all those people who are in poverty and who don't have food. You know, when you go back home, Google it. It will be even more, you know, mind-boggling than that. I don't want to overblow it because I'm not sure, but it is an unreal amount of food which is wasted. So on one side, people are dying of starvation, and on the other hand, this much food is being wasted. Many times we have seen outside many, you know, supermarkets, etc., where because the food is past the best buy date, So much good food is goes in the bin. This shouldn't be the case. Let us, you know, save our food from wastage. وعنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إذا وقعت لقمة أحدكم فليأخذها فليمت ما كان منها ما كان بها من أذى وليأكلها ولا يدعها للشيطان ولا يمسح يده بالمنديل حتى يلعق أصابعه فإنه لا يدري في أي طعامه البركة. إن شاء الله. Just a few more minutes and then we will complete this chapter. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that when a morsel falls from on the floor, let him pick it up, remove the dirt from it, and وَلْيَأْكُلْهَا and eat it. وَلَا يَدَعَهَا لِلشَّيْطَانِ and don't leave it for shaitan. Or don't leave it because of shaitan. Shaitan wants us to be deprived from the barakah, so don't let shaitan trick us. وَلَا يَدَعَهَا لِلشَّيْطَانِ وَلَا يَمْسَحْ يَدَهُ بِالْمِنْدِينِ and not let him not wash or wipe his fingers, his hands, with a towel, حتى يلعق أصابعه until he licks his fingers, فإنه لا يدري في أي طعامه البركة, because he doesn't know in which part of his food is the barakah. وعنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إن الشيطان يحضر أحدكم عند كل شيء من شأنه. Anas, he says, Jabir radiallahu anhu, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, indeed, shaitan is present by you in the kulli shay'in min sha'ni, at every point, in every matter. Wearing clothes, he comes. Putting on shoes. Everything we do, shaitan is there looking for an opportunity to deprive us from any type of good. He doesn't just want us to be deprived of dini good. Shaitan is our enemy. So if he sees that we will be deprived of something good from the worldly aspect, then he will deprive us there as well. So if it wasn't for the fact that a person, if he gets lots of money, then usually many people, after getting lots of money, they disobey Allah more, then he would deprive us from earning money as well. But he knows that there is a dini harm which is more likely, that is why he allows us to receive that good. Otherwise shaitan, if it was up to him, he would make us deprive us from every type of good, whether it be dini or dunyawi. That is why, as Mufti Taqi says, we need to be more alert. So with regards to food, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what does he do? حَتَّى يَحْضُرَهُ عِنْدَ طَعَامِ He is present when he is about to eat. فَإِذَا سَقَطَتْ لُقْمَةُ أَحَدِكُمْ فَلْيَأْخُذْهَا فَلْيُمِتْ مَا كَانَ بِهَا مِنْ أَذَنْ. So when a morsel falls and pick it up, clean the filth on it, and then ثُمَّ لِيَأْكُلْهَا, eat it and don't leave it for shaitan. فَإِذَا فَرَغَ فَلْيَلْعَقْ أَصَابِعَهُ, then let him lick his fingers. فَإِنَّهُ لَا يَدْرِي فِي أَيَّ طَعَامِهِ الْبَرَكَةِ, because he doesn't know in which of his food is, again the same reason, is the barakah. رواه مسلم. And the last narration, وعن أنس رضي الله عنه قال كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا أكل طعاما لعق أصابعه الثلاثة وقال إذا سقطت لقمة أحدكم فليأخذها وليمط عنها الأذى وليأكلها ولا يدعها للشيطان وأمرنا أن نسلت القصعة وقال إنكم لا تدرون في أي طعامكم البركة. In this narration again, to clean the plate, he would order us to clean the plate. In the first narration, it was mentioned that let him lick it, or yul'iqaha, or make someone lick it. Allama Nawawi rahmatullahi says that there are two possible meanings here. One is that a person, he can either lick his fingers himself, or he can make someone who is close to him lick it. So for example, a mother, you know, with her young child, she can make her young child, husband and wife. He has mentioned, Allama Nawawi, for example, the sheikh and the khadim, the teacher and the student, for barakah he can do so. Allama Nawawi rahmatullah has mentioned. Or the other possibility, that this is a confusion of the narrator, that he wasn't sure if Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or his teacher, so the person narrating from Ibn Abbas, did he say that let him lick it, or did Ibn Abbas say from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that let him lick it, or did he say make him, get him, or he should make someone lick it, either himself or someone else? But in any case, the muhaddithin have mentioned that this is also permissible, that he himself licks it or he makes someone else lick it. And the last point, because the ahadith talk about eating with the fingers. Many people have become habituated to eating with a spoon or a knife and fork. Now some foods, a person will have to eat with a spoon. A person won't be able to eat, you know, soup. How are you going to eat it without, you know, some foods are of that nature that it is makes more sense to eat it with a fork or with, just out of fashion. Some people feel that now we're upper class because we're eating with a knife and fork. There is nothing more upper class for a believer. There is more, no style more beloved to a believer than the style of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allama Al-Murshasab Kashmiri rahmatullah, he would say that, look, I can eat with a fork or a spoon or something, or I can eat with my fingers. But if I eat with a fork, when will I find out how hot this food is when it's already touched my lips? The one benefit, I can check from before how hot this food is. Number two, when I eat with my fingers, I have more control over the morsel. If I'm eating with a fork, sometimes the morsel falls down. Number three, it is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he would use his fingers to eat. So, there are more benefits and in eat. There is more simplicity as well in eating with one's fingers. Another point, number four, that a person, he is given the tawfiq, the ability, the opportunity to practice directly on the sunnah. Again, if a person is eating with a spoon, then again he should also lick the spoon or the fork. But if he is eating with the fingers and he licks the fingers, then this is what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, inshallah, he will be rewarded if he licks the spoon clean also. But Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would eat with his fingers, so a person should also try and eat with his fingers. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to practice upon these adab. Last week I gave a little homework. I said that the narration of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that a person, he has 360 joints in his body, and every day he wakes up, then each joint of his in the morning, for these 360 joints, he owes shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in order to do that, he must do some good deed. So I said last week that each person try and do 360 good deeds, not by the next day, I'm saying by this week. So, each person can be a judge and jury for themselves. But Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that one is that a person does good deeds. So he smiles at someone, he gives a bit of charity. These are all good deeds, they will be tallied off. And the alternative is that he reads two raka'at salatul duha. And that will suffice for all those good 360 good deeds that he was supposed to do to carry out that shukr. Salatul duha, the two raka'at performed after, 15 minutes after sunrise. Two raka'at. Minimum person should try and perform two raka'at. The person, one is that he tries to, 360, he tries to do all of these. And look how merciful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. Look, we could have done all these things and still fallen short. But Allah says here, two rakat done. And some are under the misunderstanding that in order to achieve or attain this virtue, a person must remain in the masjid, in his place, until sunrise. This is a separate narration. That has a separate virtue. If a person is in a rush and he goes home and just before he leaves for work, he has 2 minutes, perform it there. A person will receive the reward for doing so. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to practice upon these points. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdi. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka. Inshallah, the dars will remain until after the Maghrib salah, so I will try and keep it shorter until Asr salah falls at 8 o'clock. Thereafter, the dars will be at 8 o'clock. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanakallah.